This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Carol Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 10-18 of 1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. She developed nausea and diarrhea this morning, and she was exposed to her son, who recently had COVID with the very exact symptoms. So she does have some home COVID-19 tests, and she plans to check, do a test tomorrow if the symptoms are not gone by then. But she did choose to do a telemedicine visit instead of coming in due to the recent exposure and her symptoms. She has lost 20 pounds since her last visit, January 17th of this year, and she's feeling better in general. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no sore throat, no loss of taste or smell, but the new COVID variants generally aren't causing that symptom. She has had a little bit of dizziness today. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, she started some Voltaren topical gel sparingly twice a day to affected areas. I also want to highlight the lisinopril 10 milligram once daily. Physical exam, her weight is 135 pounds, pulse 70, and blood pressure 106 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.03. Estimated GFR is 57. Sodium 142. Potassium is 4.6. Carbon dioxide 29. Calcium is 9.9. Albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin 12.9, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and hypertension well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The Voltaren is generally safe when used sparingly and minimally. So she will continue to use that. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.